A voice is.
I'm a flag.
Unipolitics.
The voice is.
I am victim.
Framework.
Voice is.
I am.
The voice can be.
Damage.
Protocol.
Nation.
I am.
Framework.
A voice can be.
Honor.
History.
Danger.
A voice
is.
I am a true.
Policies.
I am.
I am.
Maybe
the voice is
damage.
Framework.
Cause.
I am.
A voice.
Voice is kind of another word for. Who I am or what I am. And I feel sometimes it's difficult to share your voice or even to feel comfortable in your own voice.
Because we're born with a voice. Like people talk about babies having personalities when they come onto this planet. Like a voice exists and we walk into it or we inhabit it.
But maybe a voice is also something that is heard. Even if it's only heard by the person or thing making it.
And I think it changes the way you receive things and, of course, the way you say things.
And maybe we can shape it and wrestle with it.
The way you say it, like subtleties, is that a word? The subtleties of the voice.
In the same way that we do our identities. But there are also these bounds around it.
If you feel free to express what is happening, and you have a voice, if you have that ability to express, you can express it in any by any means.
Danger.
When were you able to fully express yourself?
Gender.
I am.
Framework.
Who is allowed to have a voice? I suppose if we're asking the question, who is allowed to have a voice, then we're assuming that there is a power structure involved or something to prevent or enforce or govern voices.
Authority decides who is allowed to have a voice. Political authority, social authority, religious authority, or quote unquote the wisdom of the group.
It seems to always be a battle. Of
some collection of people decides who has a voice.
People who want their voices to be heard, and wondering if others will listen.
You know, I mean, this country is very good at ignoring people who are inconvenient.
yeah, what's happening around you. I think there's a direct relationship in so many cases between identity and voice.
Correct.
If you're a minority, mm-hmm. and if you live in a society that in an environment that has some sort of a problem, has some sort of an issue with your identity, then you know you don't have that much of a voice.
Now that I mentioned listening, having a voice is only half of the story.
If you are allowed to speak, then you are allowed to be heard. But everyone has a voice, even when it's not heard.
Last night, I was silenced by a male colleague.
There were certain things that I, as an individual,
framework.
And then, you know, as a woman,
I dismissing
trope.
What I said.
And also, as an artist, I was allowed to do, and there were certain things that I was not allowed to do.
If I was in a Hasidic community, as a woman, as a brown lesbian woman,
authority decides who is allowed to have a voice.
All these different kinds of do and do nots.
I wouldn't have a voice.
And I did not have the energy or inclination to fight back.
If whether or not that person recognized me as someone that can speak.
They obviously heard me enough to respond dismissively. Both of us are usually completely dismissed. Instead of having a discussion, when someone doesn't agree with us, they just dismiss us.
I wonder about their voices a lot. Wonder if they feel heard.
I wonder about
what they would say.
I wonder about
if they knew they could say anything.
I wonder if I am a follower. Am I a name? Am I a moniker? Faith is so often a hollow word, but I'm faithful. Most days, I'm not on the curb. Someone listens when I speak and watches when I walk. They smitten when I tweet BLM and fuck the cops. From my sun-soaked apartment, paid for by department funds, all won through the magic of the market.
When were you able to fully express yourself?
I wonder
fully express yourself.
I'm predictable and brilliant.
I am a flag.
I am a victim and resilient.
I am a language.
Outward things about my life tell you that I'm killing it, but it's killing me.
When were you able to fully express yourself?
They knew they could say anything.
Fully express yourself.
Do I need to say my pronouns
my
are this and my gender is this?
Female,
feminine,
but
female.
Days.
But very much a tomboy.
My gender is male.
Male, I think.
What they knew they could say anything. And I wonder that about myself as well, but especially about them.
I am a victim.
I am a policy.
And I think about all of the things I wish that I could say.
I am a trope.
About my life.
I am a trope.
I'm killing it, but it's killing me.
When were you able to fully express yourself?
Power is the ability to be heard. Because you can speak and not be heard.
If you defy power somehow, if you're trying to live in the in-between of the
thousands of categories we have, and then you're not necessarily heard, not even to yourself, maybe in therapy.
I think the contradictions of being alive really, in many ways, and the lack of time to sit with those contradictions means that we don't have a learned knowing about how to deeply, really listen.
Now I'm confused, actually, which one is which. I know one of them is when you pay attention to something, when you make an effort. Do you have that difference?
Sometimes you can choose among them, and you can choose to do one of them and not the other.
I'm not 100% sure what it is yet.
I think listening calls for attention.
To pay attention to what is being said.
And our lives in our contemporary time demand so much attention of us that sometimes it's hard to concentrate on just listening.
In some cases, it's really surprising to feel that someone really listens to you.
When someone says, I can't, I don't have an ability to hear this thing, it feels like a wall has been constructed. And sometimes that wall makes absolute sense. It makes sense, not even sometimes, often it makes sense why we build up this architecture around who we hear and who we don't hear.
I think our world is set up in a way, is designed in a way that certain people with certain identity or identities have more voice, have a louder voice, maybe.
It's just so loud, and then you're somehow it's hard to listen, you know, to listen. Stop and ouvir. You just hearing all the time.
Hear. At this moment, for me, it's preservation, really, in a very like tangible, practical, everyday sense. But
I think that there's a difference between saying I cannot hear you and I am not listening to you, or you can hear someone without listening to them. I think you can also listen to them without hearing them.
And you don't understand it before, and you're not understanding it while it's happening. But only after you can notice that someone's intentions weren't open enough to hear you.
Listen to someone without hearing them. Hear someone without listening to them. Listen to someone
heard doesn't necessarily mean listened.
Sometimes I am a fever dream. I am my freedom screamed out of black holes while my people bleed. Fight through the night, pray our freedom ring. Only ring you sing about though is from an arena win. No, it don't mean a thing. Still got that swing of flesh on trees from the breeze, and my heart bid Auf Wiedersehen. Yet
noticing that something is wrong, which is not. Which is not an obvious thing to notice.
Even if it happens to you, I am a number.
It takes time to notice.
I am an ode to everyone owned and every one of us owed, every cover of every Vogue. Wash and fold America's heavy loads, from Pendergrass minks to wartime petticoats. Blues in our veins flow like varicose, cause truth just evades, they lie like Theranos. Bury O sent kids to die and bury O's. Next guy pledged war falls to the sky like Jericho's. I sigh, breathe in fresh air like Terry Gross. I am a trope, listen very close. Black ass woman, dark like Cherry Cokes. Poke around her brain, she must be very woke.
So she's a professor, and she was telling me that she's been doing all these Zoom classes, and she wanted to put up a backdrop of books at home. So there was all this artwork that was behind her because of the way that the Zoom camera was tilted. But she also wanted to put up books, and she was very adamant that there be books behind her as well. And when I asked about this, she said that she had had this encounter with a dean who had come into her office and was really surprised that there were so many books. And she said, oh, you know, I didn't realize that you were reading so much.
Listen to someone without hearing.
She was so angry and felt like this was such a condescending statement, not just about her, but her work in like Africana studies. And she felt like it was this marginalization of the work that goes in. So for her, the books were this symbol of all of the work. And she wanted to make sure that that was felt by whoever was sitting in this Zoom call.
Before someone is raising their voice or saying something, you can notice that there is a voice locked inside that wants to go out. Someone wants to say something or feel something that is not expressed yet. There's a stage before the expression. The feeling or the idea.
But you form this intention around an action.
Trying to help a cause that you believe in, or a cause that someone else believes in.
Action.
It's something that you do collectively.
Action.
The means of making change.
It's something that you do with or for a group.
But
and purposely choosing to use your voice or your body.
Action. But
to me, activism is about changing people's minds so that situations change.
It means having to, you know, asking you to radically alter you know, your understanding of yourself and where your ideas come from and who you are and what your level of agency in this whole thing.
Activism.
Activism is usually only trying to speak to itself in mimicking and speaking against the other.
Activism is always biased and contradictory. And to be able to act within the contradictions is the most difficult thing.
Because it's always for its own course and for its own moral, you know, goal. And I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad one, right? So it's an act that is put into, you know, to a specific logic of having a means to an end.
People's activism would be different depending on their ethos.
If I choose to wear different clothes or be or ethos. Look in a certain way in a public space, and it's like my own choice, it is also activism.
And this is why I would say it is also ideological.
Ethos.
My own choice.
Activism. Ethos.
Ideological.
Yeah, it's activism based on ideology. Ideology.
My own choice.
There's probably some activism I disagree with that I don't necessarily think is bad activism.
TD Banks saying, yeah, go bees.
I think it's bad activism.
And I disagree with it.
Ideological.
My own choice.
It's quite easy to push ideology away and say, no, it's this sort of, you know, activism emerges from this felt experience.
You kind of sacrifice a lot, your personal, physical, mental well-being, and sacrifice all of your subjectivity, subtilities in the name of this purpose, this meaning, this ideology.
It feels wrong to engage those two ideas as being in relationship to each other, but they absolutely are.
I believe activism is always based on some sort of ideology. More concern with our collective life and an idea or a project of equal rights among all beings.
The very real pull to be in the streets, to yell, to join that organization or to send that money, like those things are felt. So that feels like there's a distance between that and ideology, but that is ideology. It's what makes you feel.
Activists are, you know, are associated to a certain group or to a certain, you know, more general like way of thinking, because we just like to put people in groups. But I don't think that, you know, activism per se has to do with ideology.
It's impossible to meet so many different people with so many different voices and ways of perceiving the world. You have to have some sort of box.
If you always put it on this moral scale of, okay, we are right, you are wrong, and the other one saying, okay, you're wrong, we are right. I think it's something that is not really interesting to me. I don't know. I think it's boring.
I think I've run into this a few times where people just don't think activism is important at all. But I think that that's indicative of an ethos as well.
Well, okay. I feel sometimes activism in today's world becomes too much about activists and their, you know, kind of whatever things, especially in social media, you know, where we create these personalities that aren't real. Versus, to me, doing the actions, which is the more important thing.
She must wake up and she ready to rock around the clock before any hunger and thirst and any want. She must want to protest all around the block, chanting the following thoughts. This text is heavily edited. Steady editing, check my etiquette, edit everything.
If you're in the CIA, raise your hand.
Edit everything.
Black trans lives matter.
Everything.
Whose streets, our streets.
Edit everything.
America Latina, va a ser toda feminista. NYPD, suck my dick.
Edit everything. No justice, no peace, no racist police. No justice, they voted in no mad peace. Villains, not a no killer MC though. Police. Politicians, they no pillaged justice, like they no really peace. Magneto could no have racist, ended mass killings, police. But they didn't. No justice, that's evil. No putting peace. In glass ceilings no while racist, repealing Glass Steagall. No got justice, my mask off, no kind of like Darien, no tuxedo. Or Franz Fanon Sterry, no advancing the modern Negro. No they call us thugs and robbers while planning to steal our stilo. Yeah, they jack sons and daughters like Janet, Jermaine, and Tito. Meanwhile, all of that is just one factor, one act. Guess, yeah, that's what happened. You start to imagine y'all are the captain when I tell my story with text redacted.
Where is my vote? Is like, where is my voice? Where is my, you know, where is my, where is my right?
The scale of my grief these days, I think, won't allow me to leave my apartment.
I was in the streets as well. For a while, I couldn't because I had one of my loved ones. He was arrested, and he spent a few weeks actually in prison. So we all, as a family, we had to be mindful of what we do and who we talk to, what we say on the phone, and all of that. But after this person was free, I was in the streets with friends and, you know, people I knew for a few months, actually.
Whenever I hear large groups of people kind of in sync, intentionally directed towards something, is it makes you feel like a cell in this much, much bigger system.
I believe that my body, together with other bodies, can do a lot to add up to the fight.
We were hopeful that things are capable of being changed, that reform is possible.
It's also a way of reclaiming the street as a common place.
And then nothing really happened. But yeah, I have been part of protests, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I did.
I almost feel like my body can't handle that level of the sensation would be too much for me right now. So I used to a lot, and it felt gratifying. Also disappointing because the kinetic energy, then it had to dissipate at some point, like the evening ends or people go home, and the realization of that is always hard.
I thought that maybe it brings only that when you're shouting something that people just will not really hear you because it brings antagonism, but I think that part of my thoughts were also a fear of what other people said.
Whoever is screaming or shouting is putting himself in the wrongdoing. You're always wrong when you shout.
We're walking in over this bridge, and I was with a couple of friends, like very focused, and there was
one person who had very dark sunglasses on and looked a little older, and he was all alone.
And then this guy says, like,
No, no.
And he said, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. What's good for congressional pay raise is good for Secret Service pay raise.
And then me and my friend, we look at each other and we're like waiting. Like, what is the chant? We're on it. We're going to go with you. And he just continues. No, no, no.
And he kept repeating that. And he became very aggressive with this.
And it's quite interesting when you think about that. And what are we doing with political movements now that claim the right to shout?
And this was like obviously totally different protest from the one we were at.
It doesn't matter if you have the right reasons to scream. If you scream, you put yourself into an unjust position. You're doing injustice. If you yell at people, that is producing an emotional form of violence.
And then just that. Just no. So we just, okay, that's it. So we continued. No.
These chants, they run by itself. Chants. No. What I'm trying to say is these chants always frighten me.
And eventually people had to like surround him.
And it's partly cheeky. It's partly funny.
And they were
funny.
All surrounding him like this.
No. So everyone who has, who is like,
you're getting aggressive and like we're having a protest and you need to go or like. No, just take your little side protest over there.
And suddenly, everyone, so many people started spreading.
But if I see 20,000 people screaming for violence, even if it's the violence saying we have to get rid of the old fascist papas.
It was very weird.
And it was beautiful because people were kind of having a laugh at it. But it had some sort of meaning. Maybe before claiming something specific, they just had to say, like, we need change.
No matter how pure your intention is and how right it is.
It was very strange. I did not know. I was trying to figure out who he was. I'm like, he's either like a troll professionally or like he's ex Secret Service, or maybe he's a Secret Service member.
And I see why this is necessary. But if I see a certain mass of people expressing anger in a very angry way, I don't feel safe.
Why we are screaming until everyone has access to a world order that sees them as human.
Be careful, they're dangerous.
And enables them to live with dignity.
They're dangerous.
No one will rest.
Be careful. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. Be careful. Be careful.
No one will be able to rest.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
They're dangerous. Careful.
They're dangerous.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Difference.
Be careful. They're dangerous. Be careful. They're dangerous.
Facts.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Language.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Norm.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Disobedience.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
War.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Color.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Accent.
Be careful. They're dangerous.
Amendment.
Be careful, they're dangerous.
Sin.
Be careful. Careful.
You.
This is my general bugaboo with America, though. Like, America's, you know, the freedom is such a important thing, but the cult of the individual is way too overdone here. Everyone is out for themselves, and everyone is like doing themselves all the time or too much, and it's bad. And I think when activism becomes about, quote, the activists, that is no good.